Welcome back to Shizunori. Megan is back. The chicken nugget with ketchup eating Megan. She doesn't like barbecue sauce, she tells me. She doesn't like do you like barbecue sauce?
No.
What? Do you like sweet and sour?
No.
What? Can't believe this. How about mayonnaise? Would you go a bit of mayonnaise?
No.
What? How about mayonnaise with your chips?
No, I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Right, chapter 4.
Terrified of being late for homework hour, Chloe began to quicken her pace. She didn't want Mother to ask questions where and who she'd been with. Mrs. Crum would be horrified to find out her daughter had been sitting on a bench with someone she would describe as a soap dodger. Grown-ups always have a way of ruining everything. Chloe stopped hurrying through, though, when she saw that she was about to pass Raj's shop. Just one chocolate bar, she thought. Chloe's love for chocolate made her one of Raj's best customers. Raj ran the local newsagent shop. He was a big, jolly jelly of a man, as sweet and colourful as his slightly overpriced confectionery. Today, though, what Chloe really needed was some advice, and maybe some chocolate, just one bar, of course, or maybe two. "Ah, Miss Chloe," said Raj as she entered the shop. "What can I tempt you with today?" "Hello, Raj," said Chloe, smiling. She always smiled when she saw Raj. It was partly because he was such a lovely man and partly because he sold sweets. "I have some Rolos on special offer," announced Raj. "They have gone out of date and hardened. You may lose a tooth as you chew one, but 10p off if you can really, you can't really argue." "Let me think," Chloe said, scouring the racks and racks of confectionery. "I had half a lion bar earlier. You are welcome. To make me offer another half, I'll take anything upwards of 10 or 15p. I think I'll just take a crunchy, thanks, Raj." "Buy 7 crunchy bars, you get an 8th crunchy bar absolutely free." "No thanks, Raj. I only want one." She put the money down on the counter. 35p. Money well spent, considering the nice feeling of the chocolate would give her as it slipped down her throat and into her tummy. "But Chloe, you don't understand. This is quite a unique opportunity to enjoy the popular chocolate-covered honeycomb bar at a dramatic saving." "I don't need 8 crunchy bars, Raj," said Chloe. "I need some advice." "I don't really think I'm responsible enough to give out advice," replied Raj without a hint of irony. "But I'll try." Chloe loved talking to Raj. He wasn't a parent or a teacher, and whatever you said to him, he would never judge you. However, Chloe still gulped slightly because she was about to attempt another little lie. "Well, there's this girl I know at school," she began. "Yes, a girl at school? Not you?" "No, somebody else." "Right," said Raj. Chloe gulped again and looked down, unable to meet his gaze. "Well, this friend of mine, she started to talk to this chump, and she really likes talking to him, but her mother would blow a fuse if she knew. So, I mean, my friend, doesn't know what to do." Raj looked at Chloe expectantly. "Yes," he said, "and what is your question exactly?" "Well, Raj," said Chloe, "do you think it's wrong to talk to chumps?" "Well, it's not good to talk to strangers," said Raj, "and you should never let anyone give you a lift in a car." "Right," said Chloe, disappointed. "But a tramp is just somebody without a home," continued Raj. "Too many people walk on by and pretend they're not here." "Yes," said Chloe, "that's what I think too." Raj smiled. "Any of us could become homeless one day. I can see nothing wrong with talking to a tramp, just like you would anyone else." Thanks, Raj. I'll tell her. This girl at school, I mean. What's the girl's name?" Susan. No, Sarah. Her name is Sarah, definitely Sarah. It's you, isn't it?" said Raj, smiling. "Yes," admitted Chloe, after a millisecond. "You are a very sweet girl, Chloe. It is lovely that you would take the time to talk to a tramp, but for the grace of God, you go and I." "Thanks, Raj," Chloe went a little red, embarrassed by his compliment. "Now, what can you buy your homeless friend for Christmas?" said Raj as he scowled around his disorganised shop. "I have a full box of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stationery set. I can't seem to shift. Yours for only $3.99. In fact, buy one, get 10 free." "I'm not sure Tramp really has any need for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stationery set. Thanks anyway, Raj." We all have a use of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stationery set, Chloe. You have your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pencils, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles eraser, your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ruler, your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pencil case, your Teenage Mutant... I get the idea, thanks Raj, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy one. I've got to go, said Chloe, edging out of the shop as she unwrapped her crunchy. I haven't finished. Chloe, please, I haven't sold one. You also have to get your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pencil sharpener, your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles notepad. Oh, she's gone. And what's this, young lady? Demanded Mother. She was standing, waiting in Chloe's room. Between her thumb and her index finger was one of Chloe's exercise books from school. Mother held it as if it was an exhibit in a court case. It's just my maths book, Mother, said Chloe, gulping as she edged into the room. You think that Chloe was worried because her maths wasn't up to scratch, but that's not quite it. The problem was Chloe's maths book didn't have any maths in it. The book was supposed to be full of boring numbers and equations, but instead it was positively overflowing with colourful words and pictures. Spending so much time alone, Chloe had turned Chloe's imagination into a deep, dark forest. It was a magical place to escape and so much more thrilling than real life. Chloe had used the exercise book to write a story about a girl who was sent to school, loosely based on her own, where all the teachers were secretly vampires. She thought it was much more exciting than boring equations, but Mother clearly didn't agree. If it's your mathematics books, why doesn't it contain the repulsive horror story? Said Mother. This was one of those questions when you aren't supposed to give an answer. No wonder you did so poorly in your mathematics exam. I imagine you have spent the time in class writing this drivel. I'm so disappointed in you, Chloe. Chloe felt her cheeks smarting with shame and hung her head low. She didn't think her story was drivel, but she couldn't imagine telling her mother that. Don't you have anything to say for yourself? Shouted Mother. Chloe took her head. For the second time in one day, she just wanted to disappear. Well, that is what I think of your story, said Mother, as she started trying to rip up the exercise book. But please don't, stammered Chloe. No, I'm not paying for your school fees for you to waste your time on this rubbish. It's going in the bin. The book was obviously harder to rip than Mother had expected, and it took a few attempts to make the first tear. However, soon the book was nothing more than confetti. Chloe bowed her head, tears welling up in her eyes as Mother dropped all the pieces in the bin. Do you want to end up like your father, working in a car factory? If you concentrate on your maths and don't get distracted by silly stories, you have a chance of making a better life for yourself. Otherwise, you'll end up wasting your time and your life, like your father. Is that what you want? How dare you interrupt me, shouted Mother. Chloe hadn't realised this was another one of those questions you're not actually meant to answer. You better buck your ideas up, young lady. Chloe wasn't quite sure what that meant, but it didn't seem the best time to ask. Mother left the room, dramatically slamming the door behind her. Chloe slowly sat down on the edge of her bed. As she buried her face in her hands, she thought of Mr. Stink, sitting on his bench with only the Duchess for company. She wasn't homeless like him, but she felt homeless in her heart.